Chapter 13. Wednesday morning, Willow went to the Bing Society Memorial Museum with the other UDM kids. The students at Dunwoodle Magic School took this field trip every year. Today, the whole fifth grade was there. Since the kids in the town's ordinary school took this field trip every year, too, Willow had been before. How boring. What was the point of seeing the same exhibits year after year? Couldn't they learn some other history stuff instead? The museum was located in the house where Zephaniah Bing had lived when she returned to Dunwoodle. Most of the rooms had been kept intact. All the exhibits had the same basic message. Ms. Bing had been a wonderful flair. There were before dioramas and paintings showing the town of Dunwoodle during the Great Frost. There were testimonial letters thanking Bing for saving everyone. There were artifacts of Bing's life. There was a whole room full of stuff about super strong flares with the kind of heating magic Bing had, and how amazing they were. Willa pretty much hated the Bing Museum. As they walked through the first exhibit, Nori linked her arm through Elliot's. Willa, she called across the room. Will you please take notes for our Gertrude Raspberry project, since you haven't done anything else? Willa sighed and got out her notebook. Nori wasn't being fair. Willa had done something else. She had read that whole book and made notes. She knew that fact about Gertrude flunking her polar bear test. And she'd practiced drawing a polar bear. She just hadn't shown any of it to Nori, or talked about it. The idea of Nori judging her handwriting and her drawings made her feel seasick. Her parents and teachers already told her she did everything wrong. She didn't need to hear it from Nori, too.
So this is where Gertrude and Zeppi lived after they saved the town? Nori asked Ms. Starr. Zeppi? Willa thought.
Well, Zephaniah had her teaching job to get back to in Florida, Ms. Starr said. But when she retired, this is where she and Gertrude chose to settle down, yes.
You could have read that on the sign, Nori, Willa thought. Only look, it says Zephaniah, not Zeppi. Write down the years they lived here, Nori instructed Willa, and describe the wallpaper. Include that it's beginning to peel.
In her notebook, Willa wrote, blah, blah, blah. The next room was the oh-so-exciting kitchen, not. On the counters were several oh-so-exciting old-fashioned kitchen utensils. Triple knot. Ms. Starr continued to the next room after a quick peek, but Nori lingered. She picked up an egg beater and turned the handle.
I don't think you're supposed to touch it, Elliot said.
Yes, I am, or they wouldn't leave it out, Nori said.
She turned to Willa. Did you make a list of Zeppi and Gertrude's cooking utensils? And would you describe the pot holder with the polar bear on it?
I got it, Willa muttered. In her notes, she wrote, Nori takes up all the air in the room.
Did you even look at the pot holder?
I said I got it, Willa said.
She slashed two lines beneath the word all.
I even underlined it, see? Also, I've been here 5 million times. The only reason you like Zephaniah's stupid potholder is because you just moved here.
Nori stared at her.
If you've been here so many times, why did you act like you didn't know anything about Gertrude Raspberry?
Willa exploded.
Because I hate how you boss me around.
She stomped angrily down the hall to catch up with the rest of the school group in Zephaniah Bing's bedroom, which was at the back of the house. She was done talking to Nori Horace. Absolutely done. But Nori followed her. She caught up to Willa in ye old boring bedroom.
I have to boss you around because you don't do anything, Nori put her hands on her hips. You've done zero work and you have zero ideas. I never wanted to work with you.
I didn't want to work with you either, Nori stomped.
At least I tried. At least I worked. You're the worst partner of all time, Willa Ingeborg.
Tears pricked Willa's eyes. Furious tears.
No, no, no. She did not want to cry. They were in a historic museum exhibit thingy. If she rained, it would ruin everything. Could she use Carrot's idea and say, "Hello, furious tears that are totally Nori's fault, I see you"? Could she acknowledge her feelings without letting them overwhelm her? No, Willa could not. She was too upset. A tear rolled down her cheek. "Really, Willa?" Nori said. "Really?" A raindrop splashed to the floor, leaving a wet spot in the dust. Within seconds, it was drizzling all over the historic bedroom exhibit. Drizzling on a bedside table stacked with Zephaniah Bing's favorite reading material. Drizzling over Bing's ancient bathrobe that hung on a hook by the closet door. Drizzling on Bing's bedside lamp, her historic quilt, the display of embroidered petticoats and pantaloons, and the paintings of her and Gertrude.
Help!
Is it that wonky UDM girl again?
Why does she do this?
I want my mommy. The typical kids from the other classes were freaking out. Willa gulped as she took in all the chaos.
I'm freezing, wailed a girl with sodden curls.
Stop your stupid rain, Willa, yelled horrid Lacey Clench.
Willa would stop if she could. Didn't the others understand that? Coach Vitamin hustled a bunch of the typical fifth graders out of the bedroom. They made sounds of dismay as they scurried down the hall. You really must stop, Willa, Ms. Starr told her kindly. Try your techniques. Willa took a deep breath. She tried so hard to calm down, but she was still drizzling.
Should I go outside? She asked her teacher.
Ms. Starr shook her head. There are too many rooms between us and the front entrance, she said. I think you should stay still and try to get calm. That way the rain will only be in this one room. She stood tall and clapped her hands.
All right, UDM students. It'll be raining a little while longer, so help me save the artifacts, Ms. Starr called. Andres, she pointed at the hook. Get Bing's jacket.
Andres slipped out of his brick pack and zoomed into the air. He flew across the ceiling until he was near the hook and launched himself at Bing's ancient bathrobe. Protecting it, he zipped out of the room. Ms. Starr told Nori to run after him with the historic quilt.
Now, Marigold, shrink the paintings, commanded Ms. Starr.
Marigold hurried to the wall of art. She bit her lip and furrowed her brow. Plip, plip, plip. One by one, she took the heavy paintings off their mounts and shrank them. She handed them to Pepper, who covered them with her jacket and ran them into the next room. Willa guessed someone would find a way to unshrink them later. Meanwhile, Miss Starr was yelling, Elliot, Bing's ye old petticoats and pantaloons! They're attached to the wall, but you can freeze them in a block of ice to preserve the embroidery! Elliot colored.
But...
We'll flare dry them afterward, Ms. Starr explained. Save the pantaloons!
Willa tried to stop raining. She said hello to the furious rain, but that didn't work. She tried reciting the poem about the mermaid, but that didn't work. She tried the hokey breathing exercise, but that didn't work either.
And backs, Ms. Starr said, turning. Can you turn into a plastic tarp?
No.
Can you try?
Maybe?
Bax looked nervous.
You could save the day if you can manage it. Get to it!
Bax closed his eyes, scrunched his face, and...
Schlink?
He turned to plastic and fluttered to the ground. He was bright yellow.
Not a tarp, but a poncho! Ms. Starr cried. Well done, Bax! Now, Sebastian, lend me a hand!
Together, Ms. Starr and Sebastian spread poncho backs over the bedside table, protecting Bing's favorite reading material. Willa could tell Ms. Starr was thoughtfully using this crisis as a chance to spur Bax, Elliot, and Marigold into using their talents under pressure. What a great teacher she was. Nori came back into the room and looked around. She came over to Willa, dripping.
Can't you at least try to stop? She barked. We're in a museum!
Of course I'm trying to stop, Willa moaned, beginning to weep. I've tried like 6 different techniques.
Well, try harder, said Nori, stamping her feet. You don't have to be such a crybaby about it. Grow up and stop raining.
Whoa. That was it. The upside-down magic class was supposed to be a team. That meant if you were in UDM, you did not yell at another UDM kid about having terrible magic in the middle of a big public museum. You just did not do it. Too many other people mocked the UDM kids all the time, so UDM kids never, ever mocked one another. Willa looked up at her rain cloud. It was medium-sized and drizzly. She was so angry at Nori. She shrank her cloud to the size of a cat. Shrank it! And then attached it to Nori. It was the same amount of water, though, just coming from the much smaller cloud. It poured furiously on Nori's head. Nori slapped at the raindrops, trying to bat them away.
Willa, stop! Willa stood up. You're right, Nori. I am a crybaby. Let me add that to my notes so that we can include it in our stupid project.
Willa? Ms. Starr said, coming over.
She's drenching me, cried Nori.
But the big drizzle has stopped. Well done, Willa, Ms. Starr said. Now, can you stop your tiny cloud, please? Willa tried. She really did try, even though she didn't want to. But as she'd learned in the pool, it was harder to turn off attached clouds than regular ones.
She's doing it on purpose, Nori cried, running around the room.
No, I'm not, Willa said. At least, not anymore. Keep trying, urged Ms. Starr. Willa did keep trying, but the cloud kept raining on Nori. Nori glared at Willa. Static electricity seemed to spark in her wet hair. Her body shimmered and... pop! Dritten Nori roared, and a tongue of fire snaked from her mouth. Willa's rain quenched the flame. Dritten Nori roared louder and flew out of the bedroom exhibit, down the hall, through the kitchen, the dining room, the parlor, the front hall, and out the front door, which was held open by a cringing fifth grader. The rain cloud followed Dritten Nori out of the museum and into the open air, where at last it evaporated. Willa, Pepper, Elliot, Marigold, and Sebastian followed, stepping into the sunshine. The disaster, well, this particular disaster, was over.